Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best.
Hey, Lucky here. It's the Pat and JT Podcast.
Pat and JT Podcast.
Okay, so I had this conversation with somebody real quick before we get into it. And he threw a conspiracy theory out that he has come up with himself. He goes, I haven't seen this anywhere. I haven't heard this from anything anywhere. I'm like, well, I'm going to talk to Jill and ask her. And I'm like, I don't know if she has the brain space to take that in right now with all the other things she's researching and conspiracy theories. But before the end of the episode, I'm going to throw it out there and see if you've heard anything about this.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
You can give you something to, because it makes sense what he said. It makes sense, but you know.
Okay, well, before we do that, I'm first and foremost want to thank Centris Federal Credit Union. we're gonna give them a space all by themselves so they can sit here and breathe and not have to worry about what else we talk about. being our partners and helping us, hopefully helping us help you, I guess we want to say, find the best way to handle your money and finding out the difference between credit unions and banks and all the great tools that they have online. And when you're getting into, I mean, already we're almost a third of the way through this year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously,
we're almost 25% through the year, but you know, I mean, it's going to be, this is just flying.
Yeah.
But if you're looking to save some money or if you're trying to find new ways to put your money to work, they have some options for you. And one of the options is their certificates, and they're super customizable for your financial goals, long-term, short-term. Anybody can do them. And again, the information is on their website. You can also stop by and see them. 15 locations in the area, federally insured NCUA.
CentrisFCU.org and 402-334-7000.
So speaking of conspiracy theories, oh my God, there are so many that are out there right now. Actually, let me go grab this one first because I might as well get this out of the way because somebody put up their conspiracy theories about what's going on with the Royals, hashtag Royal announcement. So there's been
That's what we were refreshing the entire episode yesterday and nothing came of it until when did they finally make an announcement?
I never saw an announcement. All I've seen are some updates and then more people putting out their stuff. And then the palace itself has put out, somebody's at my door and my door pants aren't down here.
Oh, dang. my door pants.
Hold on. This is the yard guys that I use for years. He's here.
Just to do like spring cleanup?
No, he's coming to overseed.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to go back to, we'll figure this out.
Okay.
Now I'm winded too because I was upstairs, downstairs. I got the dog in. Oh my God. Okay. So no big announcement was made, but there were everybody else's conspiracy theories were coming out. And the palace, really weird. They put out recent photos. They just released all these photos of Kate, but they're with the queen. So they're a year old.
Why would they do that? That's weird.
I don't get it. And so they put these all out and they said, so see, Kate's just fine. No more conspiracy. I'm like,
but yeah, but
no.
She's dead by grandma who's been dead for how long? A year?
A year. Yes. And then they had this video that came out, which shocked me. TMZ put it out themselves. So it's all, everyone I've seen is watermarked with TMZ. And it's a photo or video of supposedly it's Kate and Will's at a farmer's market, and people see them walking together as they're leaving the farmer's market and carefree and, you know, blah, blah, blah. That is not Kate.
No way. And I thought it was really weird. They have had some really weird PR snafus over the last 6 months. So maybe it wouldn't be so weird, but to have her first appearance really out walking with him and they're at a farmer's market and she's in yoga pants. Give me a break.
I don't understand. I really don't. It's just
her, though, right? Did the palace try to say it was her, or is it just TMZ said it was her?
TMZ and nobody's pushed back on that, you know, as far as officially. You know what I mean? It's not like the palace is like, oh no, that's her body double. As a matter of fact, hashtag Kate Holmes was floating around yesterday because she looked so much like her. It looked more like Katie Holmes than it did Kate Middleton. And so then she was trending. And then there was all these memes of Katie Holmes wondering why she's trending today, you know, when, you know, in the middle of Kategate, you know, and, you know, like all this stuff, because where did that come from? But then I see where people are like, well, she looks more like Katie Holmes than she does Kate Middleton.
Mm-hmm. She does.
And it was crazy. It was just crazy stuff. So then the other conspiracies that were out there, because everybody's still waiting for this royal announcement, King Charles abdicating the throne, and we talked about that, that Kate's health is worse than people thought, or that the king's health is worse than people thought. And then the other one is that Will and Kate are divorcing.
To me, that seems like the most that either that or something like she's just not healed yet. The divorce thing. So wasn't there a rumor that he had an affair, right?
Right. And that just went away. That just went away for unknown reason. Poof. Oh my God, the guy's in my backyard seeding my yard right now.
You didn't? been a minute since a random guy's been seeding your backyard, huh?
That's uninvited. I mean, come on.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Yeah. So anyway, I'm sorry to skip around like that. But yeah, there was that other whole deal about the rumored affair, and there's pictures of this other, I don't know, royal, if you will, from obviously extended family. I don't know how that works. That is a widow. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the one that's kind of been lingering around in the periphery, but I don't get it.
It's like they should just say stuff. They don't have to tell us details, but just come out with a statement, something instead of trickling these little drip, drip, drip pictures, unless they're trying to mess with us. And there's something that they're doing, but just this statement.
Just say what's going down. And you're right. It doesn't have to be specific, but, some of the others, let me pull up some of these other things. Then Barack Obama was spotted in the UK also yesterday.
I wonder why.
I don't know. He was spotted. Breaking news. The headline was Barack Obama spotted in the UK just minutes ago. And it's got a couple other hashtags on it that I don't recognize. And it's a picture. And it was actually a video of him walking down the street going into one of the royal buildings. So he was there. Officially unofficial, I guess, or something.
Are we sure it was him? They have a bad, the English have a hard time saying who's in a picture.
It did look like him. I got to say, it did look like him. But yeah, the first video, the TMZ one, that's what really shocked me though. The TMZ video. It's like, dude, does anybody in your office, have they ever seen Kate Middleton? I'm just curious. Just curious. Cause that is not her. That is not her.
Is it still up on TMZ or are they taking it down or anything?
Let me look. I've got the video bookmarked. Let me see if I can.
Shocker. for your research.
Because I want to be able to find it when I need it. Like, for instance, it's like this, where I have somebody say, where's the video? Well, one moment, please. I will.
Have it bookmarked.
It's like they say, you got to have the receipts. Mm-hmm. If you're going to throw this stuff around here, I'm going to send this to you right now. It is still there. Okay. Or it's still coming up. Where people have reposted it.
Okay.
So let me look on TMZ site. Heck, let's just solve that problem right now. And we'll see. But this is just nuts, if you ask me.
It is nuts.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense. Surface. Okay. King Charles surfaces leaving Windsor Castle. This is the latest story that they have up as of this morning. As we speak on the 19th of March, amid Russian death hoax. What?
What? The hell is going on?
So it says King Charles is alive and well, despite what some Russian propaganda might have some believe. Oh, those damn Russians. They're just diddling around in everybody's news, aren't they?
They have nothing else to worry about other than death hoaxes.
Everything is because it's a Russian hoax. Everything. It's a freaking Russian manipulation. And oh my God. So it shows these pictures of him in the backseat of his car with his driver. And it's almost a staged picture. I mean, almost like it's too perfect of a picture of him.
Yeah.
Being driven out. And so now it makes you wonder if that's really him.
Right. That's what I mean. Like the picture of if that was Kate walking with William, that's not how the palace does things. They don't do that like paparazzi shots. It's staged. It's as good as they possibly can make it. So that would not be her. She would.
If you go to TMZ right now, if you go to TMZ and you scroll down just a touch, you'll see his picture. And then right below that is the video supposedly of, and literally they still have it up here. He's just the latest senior royal to face wild conspiracy theories. The Prince of Wales was out and about. The princess, I'm sorry, Princess of Wales was out and about Saturday, walking on her own 2 feet and looking relatively healthy just after being sidelined for a few months. Da, 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 da. So they're still pushing that. That is not her.
No, it's not. It's not her. And she, I think she respects the people, the people there, the citizens, enough to where if she was going to go to a farmer's market with William, she would have addressed everything beforehand. She would have
Right. And there would have been people.
Yes. Or she would have said, okay, I'm feeling better, guys. I'm feeling better. Here's what's going on. Thanks for all your love and support. Instead of just showing up laughing, leaving a farmer's market, eating a carameled apple. Like she just shows up.
Exactly. And wouldn't people, I mean, I know they respect her. They aren't going to mob her, but there still would be that random little girl that runs up to her or somebody bringing her flowers
or anybody, just a person saying, hey, glad you're feeling better.
You know, reaching out the hand to shake her hand or something. And she would stop to talk to whoever approached her too. Not one person did in that video.
No.
They didn't recognize her because it wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
It's not her. So it's still the lead story on TMZ.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
And the lead story on the Pat and JT podcast.
That's not unusual.
No.
That's
interesting.
Misinformation leads. Gets clicks.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Click here. So that's sadly, that's pretty much all I got today is because that's what I was following yesterday. What little time that I was zipping around on Twitter.
Well, I'm excited about. So first, I'll tell you about that new conspiracy theory in a second.
Okay. Yes. I'm excited.
They know. Yesterday, I'm sure you saw the little note in our Microsoft Teams thing about filling out your Yahoo Fantasy, your bracket for the March Madness, right?
Right.
So, I'm gonna wait till the four play-in games are done. I think today and tomorrow or whatever. Then I have trained ChatGPT, one of my chats. It's gonna pick my teams for me. It's gonna go through and research and pick my teams and see how if, and then I'm gonna do it myself and see if I can beat the computer. It's like
now remember. Mm-hmm. Remember what they said. What ChatGPT told me is if you want accuracy, you go to Google. If you want a conversation, come to me.
I'm about a conversation.
So you're gonna see if you can get accuracy out of your ChatGPT, real-time accuracy.
Maybe I'll do Google because they have Bard. I'll do Google and ChatGPT and see who gets it.
We could do Grok too on Twitter.
Yeah.
X. We could do Grok. And put them all up, all the AI up against each other. We could have an AI bracket.
An AI off. Yeah. Yeah.
AI. What was I watching the other day? Oh my God. Somebody did a video. Who was talking to the AI guy? What was it? And he just call me AI. And he's a cartoon guy. Oh my God. What was I watching? And it was like, he was talking about all the stuff that AI, some of the new stuff that AI is working on, a different AI, and I can't remember which one it was. But anyway, God, I got to remember that now. Too much stuff. I don't have files for everything. I have sticky notes all over my head.
Okay, we're going to have to get more sticky notes with this conspiracy theory, potentially. Just, it's a guy in the office thinks that Temu is owned by Amazon and Bezos. He hadn't seen that anywhere, hadn't heard that anywhere. He said it's just weird that they had so many commercials on during the Super Bowl, and a lot of the stuff on Temu is the same exact stuff you find on Amazon, which that doesn't seem too strange to me. It's like they're both.
It's Chinese. The platform. I think it is Temu, the platform is US, but the the retail group is in China. So let me mix things up for you.
Yeah, I don't, but I see like, and that what him and I were talking about was that's where my research for all these conspiracy theories end is throw it out there like, oh my gosh, what if? And then I don't research it. So, and he's the exact same way. He's like, I just think of things and I don't research them. So yeah. I'm just throwing that out there.
Just going to throw it out there for you. Cause if you're shopping Temu, you know, I mean, there's a reason why it's so viral, but Temu itself, I think the retail side that it's the retail part of it on retail group is Chinese, but the platform may be US owned.
Okay. So he could be right. It could be it.
He partially correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Which would make sense. I mean, it's like, I guarantee you the same people own McDonald's own Burger King, for God's sake. We know Heinz and Hunt's are owned by the same company, right?
Yeah. And it doesn't really matter. Who cares?
It's like there's four companies, I think, that really own everything that we buy. For the most part, and there's like four or five companies that own everything that we use for news and entertainment. And then there's four or five companies. You know what I mean? It's like there's 10 or 15 companies that own everything. And then there's like three companies that own all those companies.
And you would think that if it was true that it was owned by Bezos, like some people don't shop on it because they're afraid it's a Chinese company or whatever. So he should come out and say, yes, I own this. And people would just flood there.
They probably would. But then Amazon would probably lose.
Yeah.
It's a balancing act. I think he's picking up people that won't shop Amazon. Mm-hmm. A lot. I think a lot of people, it's kind of like, not that they love Temu, but that they hate Amazon.
Yeah.
And they don't want
it. Cheap. I mean, I know it's cheap stuff. It's not like high quality stuff, but it's so cheap.
And you can get all the same cheap shit on Amazon too. If you're looking at, like when you're looking to buy stuff, if you're not careful and you buy something that because it's coming from China, literally. And so it takes a month to get here. Mm-hmm. You get those surprises every once in a while, like, damn it, I bought the wrong one. And then it gets here and it's like, well, this is what I ordered. This is what I got. You know, it's that kind of thing. And that does happen.
And it's the wrong thing. And then you want to return it. And then, you have to pay return shipping. And then it's going to take a month. And I will say this.
Now, with Amazon, I've never had to pay return shipping.
No, I mean with Temu. Like anything coming from directly.
Yeah.
From
China. Yeah. Yeah. No, there's probably some differences. But I can see where they're trying to, like, plug the holes in some places that Amazon can't penetrate. Mm-hmm. And so they're coming up with other platform ideas. That would make total sense.
Yeah. But it's like a Kroger brand, making, or not Kroger brand, that's a bad example. Kellogg's making the generic version of its cereal. It's coming out of the same
machine, type. Different box.
Yep.
Yeah.
To get people that don't want to buy name brand stuff.
I think it's funny too. Have you noticed how all of a sudden you hear all the words shrinkflation? Shrinkflation. Yeah. Do you remember talking about this like 10, 15 years ago?
Kinda.
Oh my God. I can't even remember. I remember one of the things was, freaking toilet paper. That was one of them. Cause the rolls got shorter. Like they weren't as long as wide. And so we put two rolls, like the old ones next to the other one, one was taller than the other one sitting on its side. Right.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my God, that's what they were doing. This has been forever. They've been doing that. They make the cookies a little smaller.
The hamburger patties a little smaller.
Oh my God. This has been going on forever. Well, it just finally reached, I guess, the people who don't have to go buy their own of this shit.
Right. I mean, they're less chips in bags forever.
Yeah. Bitching about how much air is in a bag of chips, right?
Yeah, right. Or if you buy bags of lettuce. Now I noticed that I think Del Monte brand of the shredded lettuce, you pick up the bag and it looks like it's full because the graphic on the outside, but it's less than a half of less than a half.
Brilliant to make the graphic look like it's lettuce.
Yeah. I mean, genius.
Yeah, this has been happening for a long time for all you people that live on the Beltway,
yeah,
or whatever they call DC. I don't even know what they call it in the bubble. It's been this way for a long time. You should get to a Target more often.
Right. Yeah, seriously. Go to Kohl's a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Nothing new. So anyway, keeping my eyes peeled to see if there's going to be some big royal announcement.
Yeah, I'll be keeping
so far.
I'll be keeping my eye on the socials.
I mean, please do, because I still have trending right now. Mine right now is still showing Catherine and William is trending. Bruce Willis is trending for some reason. And that damn video is still right up high, right up the top. That's not her. Why is Bruce Willis trending?
I know, that's never good.
Oh, it's his birthday today. He's 69.
Okay, that is good.
That's good. Okay, I'll go with that. So cool. All right, guys.
All right. Well, rate, review, and subscribe. We appreciate the support. Have a fantastic rest of your day.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media Production.